As Maryland's annual General Assembly session opens today, a coalition of lawmakers and advocates are pushing a package of bills that would provide relief to tenants and homeowners hurt by the pandemic. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
The session begins weeks before eviction and foreclosure moratoriums expire on January 31st. Delegate Vaughn Stewart, a Montgomery County Democrat, and Senator Jill Carter, a Baltimore City Democrat, would sponsor bills in both houses that would extend the foreclosure moratorium. Stewart says that this legislative session will be the most important in his lifetime.
This is not going to be a walk in the park. We're going to be judged not only as individual legislators, but as a legislature. We're going to be judged by what we do during this session.
Zephyr Shaw is an attorney at the Public Justice Center advocating for the housing justice package. He says the package wouldn't just target housing instability during the pandemic. At its core, it's about long-term reform.
We're asking legislators to really listen to the pain that their constituents have gone through during the pandemic and realize that, and if they understand that pain in 2020, they need to address it going forward so that they're addressing that pain in 2022, in 2023, and so on.
Several of the bills would make it more difficult for landlords to file evictions. One such bill, backed by Attorney General Brian Frosch, would raise the cost of filing eviction.
We're the third lowest nationwide. There are only two states that it's cheaper to file an eviction lawsuit than it is in Maryland. Some states impose fees up to $300, $350. The average is $122.
In most Maryland counties, the cost of filing an eviction is $15. In Baltimore, it's $25. In addition, a right to counsel bill would guarantee tenants lawyers in eviction court cases. Shaw says such bills may seem radical to some landlords and legislators. That's a sign, he says, that there needs to be broader systemic change.
Everything we've proposed has precedent. These are not earth-shattering types of policy proposals. It's just that we have had such an industry-favoring public policy of racing to displace people.
Shaw says that since July, there have been 2,500 court-ordered evictions despite eviction moratoriums. The package also includes bills that would extend eviction moratoriums throughout 2021 and require landlords to help tenants seek rental assistance before filing evictions. Adam Skolnick is the executive director of the Maryland Multi-Housing Association, a trade group that represents landlords. He says the most helpful solution to evictions isn't the package, but rental assistance, and that some renters have not applied for it.
You know, in this coming session, I don't know that there's an industry that legislators are targeting more than ours, and I genuinely don't understand it.
But at a press conference, Shaw says rental assistance would not be enough, and that renters often do not get it in time.
But the truth, which we've seen time and again throughout the pandemic, is that it takes time for assistance to reach those that need it.
Stewart says lawmakers must prioritize the needs of those most vulnerable during the pandemic.
And folks are counting on us. It's a moral question. Do we step up to the plate and help people? Or are we going to retreat and play small ball and play incrementalism and not help folks as much as they need?
In the meantime, Stewart says residents can make themselves heard by emailing their legislators.
Reach out to them and say, this is what I'm going through. This is what I've experienced during this pandemic. Here are my fears for the future. I probably only get a handful of personal emails like that written to me. And it can be extremely impactful if people just take 15 minutes out of their day to explain their situation for their legislators.
Public hearings on the bills will take place over the next 90 days. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.